Now you are ready for the actual ritual of aspiring to enlightenment for the care of others. It comes in two parts. The first of these is the recitation of a short statement of refuge. It is, "Until I reach enlightenment, I seek refuge in Buddha, the doctrine, and the supreme spiritual community." In its most compassionate form, refuge is the union of three attitudes. The first is concern for the state of suffering of all beings, not just for yourself. Concern, too, that they not seek mere solitary relief from suffering, but aspire to the altruistic enlightenment of Buddhahood. The second attitude of refuge is faith in the Buddha, the states of realization, and the spiritual community, maintaining the conviction that through them, all beings will find freedom from all suffering. Finally, the third attitude of refuge is compassion, which means not being able to stand the enslavement of others to suffering without doing something about it. Know that the Buddha is the teacher of refuge, that the true paths and true cessations are the actual refuge, and that the bodhisattvas who have directly realized the true nature of phenomena are our spiritual community, leading all sentient beings to refuge. With that knowledge, aspire to highest enlightenment by reciting, "Through the collections of merit of my giving, morality, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all beings." As you do this, think to yourself, "Through the force of these virtuous actions, may I achieve Buddhahood not to help myself, but to be of service to all sentient beings in order to help them reach Buddhahood." This is called generation of a compassionate intention to become enlightened in the form of a wish. This brings us to the central part of the ritual. With a strong wish to attain Buddhahood in order to serve other beings, imagine before you a Buddha or your own spiritual teacher as a representative of him. Recite the following as if you were repeating it after the Buddha. "Until I reach enlightenment, I seek refuge in Buddha, the doctrine, and the supreme spiritual community. Through the collections of merit of my giving, morality, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all beings." By saying this, you are directing your virtuous actions not to some small purpose in this life or the next, but to the greatest purpose of all, the attainment of total freedom for all beings. Generate this attitude with great determination. Now, make this repetition with even stronger resolve to make this altruistic goal a constant in your day-to-day life. "Until I reach enlightenment, I seek refuge in Buddha, the doctrine, and the supreme spiritual community. Through the collections of merit of my giving, morality, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all beings." Make the third repetition with even greater determination from the depths of your heart. Make a lasting, fully reasoned decision, unshakable by circumstance, that the welfare of so many others is far greater than your own. Think, "Now when I have such a great opportunity, what could be more important than striving for the benefit of others? From now on, to the full extent of my ability, I will stop concentrating on my own welfare and will commit myself deeply to the advancement of all beings. To accomplish this, I will achieve unsurpassed, perfect enlightenment." Recite, "Until I reach enlightenment, I seek refuge in Buddha, the doctrine, and the supreme spiritual community. through the collections of merit of my giving, morality, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all beings. This concludes the ritual. Through it, you plant and nurture the seeds of strong and unwavering compassion.